Exclusive, Heritage Action, Joe Biden's Attacks on Georgia Election Law Not Supported by Facts. By Hannah Blow on March 29, 2021. President Joe Biden's attacks on Georgia's election integrity law, which Governor Brian Kemp, R., signed into law last week, are not supported by facts, Heritage Action Executive Director Jessica Anderson told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement. Governor Kemp's decision to sign Georgia's election integrity bill into law sparked mass outrage from leftists, many of whom claimed GOP lawmakers were ushering Georgia back into an era of Jim Crow. Some of these voter suppression laws in Georgia and other Republican states smack of Jim Crow rearing its ugly head once again. It is 160 years since the 13, 14, and 15th Amendments abolished slavery, and Jim Crow still seems to be with us, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said during Wednesday's Senate Rules and Administration Committee hearing on S. 1, or the For the People Act. Both Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and the president later echoed his sentiments. During the first press conference of his presidency on Thursday, Biden described state election integrity efforts as un-American and sick and concluded they make Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. He later targeted Georgia's election integrity efforts specifically, describing them as un-American and proclaiming that the law aims to deny people the right to vote. "This is Jim Crow in the 21st century," he said. "It must end. We have a moral and constitutional obligation to act." Heritage Action, which fact-checked Schumer after he made a similar assertion, addressed Biden's claim in a statement to Breitbart News, describing Biden's attacks as misleading. "President Biden's misleading attacks are not supported by the facts. Georgia's election reforms actually expand voting opportunities, extend early voting hours, and reduce wait times while promoting trust in the state's election system," Anderson said in a statement, noting that over 80% of Americans support these common-sense measures to protect our elections and uphold a fair, transparent voting process. "Every voter has the right to trust that their vote will be counted. Groups opposing these voter protections are actually sowing mistrust and suppressing Georgian votes," she continued. "Georgia's reforms increase voter confidence and should be the example for every state on how to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat," she added. "Every state should follow their lead." One of the primary critiques of the law includes its requirement for voter ID for absentee voting, which Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, R., defended in a Friday statement, contending there is no rational argument against requiring state ID provided for free to those who don't have a driver's license for absentee ballots. "I implemented our first version of that last year. Every absentee ballot request that came in through the state website was cross-referenced with the driver's license database and other records. This also requires counties to offer more weekend voting and puts drop boxes into law for the first time. The State Board of Elections adopted them as an emergency measure last year in response to the pandemic. Absentee ballot drop boxes would have gone away without direct action by the General Assembly." The left said that photo ID for in-person voting would suppress votes. It didn't. Registration and turnout soared, hitting new records with each election cycle. "Their cataclysmic predictions about the effects of this law are simply baseless. The next election will prove that, but I won't hold my breath waiting for the left and the media to admit they were wrong." A majority of voters, including a majority of Black and Hispanic voters, support voter ID, a Happen Hep Action survey released last week found.